I took another step, closing the distance between us. You told me about this woods somehow. How did you show it to me?
I keep trying to tell you. You won't listen, because you're stubborn.
It's how we speak. It's the only words we have. Just pictures. Just simple little pictures. You have changed, Grace. Just not your skin. I want you to believe me. So you only brought me here to see this? I stepped forward again, and he stepped back. Do you like it? Under false pretenses. Another step forward, and another back. The grin widened.
So do you like it?
When you knew we wouldn't come across anybody else. His teeth flashed in his grin.
Do you like it?
I punched my hands to his chest. You know I love it. You know I would. I went to punch him again, and he grabbed my wrists. For a moment, we stood there like that. Him looking down at me, with a grin half caught on his face, and me looking up at him. It would have been the perfect moment to kiss me, but he didn't. He just looked at me and looked at me. And by the time I realized I could just easily kiss him, I noticed that his grin was slipping away.
I'm glad,
he said, very quietly. I frowned at him. You were supposed to kiss me.
I thought about it.
I just kept looking at the soft, sad shape of his lips, looking just like his voice sounded. I was probably staring, but I couldn't stop thinking about how much I wanted him to kiss me, and how stupid it was to want it so badly.
Why don't you?